Why not clear out just a little clutter in your life today? Since you are listening to this meditation at your computer, I have an invitation for you. Look to the left of your computer. Is there any clutter to the left of your computer? Piles of this or that, or something you haven't looked at forever? Look to the right of your computer, wherever it might be sitting, even if it's on your lap. Is there any clutter to the right of your computer? Something that you haven't looked at for a long time, something that's just sat there and is now collecting dust, whether it might be papers or objects of one type or another. Look around right now. What's there? What's there that you haven't noticed for a long time? Anything? Perhaps not. What about under your computer, if there is an under for you? Is there any clutter under your computer? Perhaps it sits on a desk and there are drawers under the computer. What's under there? Is there any clutter? Is there any stuff hanging around you haven't even noticed or looked at for a long time? How about above your computer? Perhaps there's not above your computer, but if you're at a desk, it could be you've got some shelves up there. What's above your computer? Is there clutter there? Are there objects, or is there in any way paperwork hanging out above your computer? Just hanging there. Just waiting there to be processed. Something you put there perhaps last night, perhaps yesterday, perhaps last week, perhaps last year, perhaps 5 or 10 years ago. Something that got stuck up there or to the left or to the right or under your computer, and it's still there. It may be that as you've done this gentle inspection, you've noticed a lot of what we would call clutter. Okay, so what? If you assume a task of clearing out all of the clutter, I have a prediction. It's not going to happen. Too much of a task, because as you pick up one object or one piece of paper, all sorts of memories will begin to fold in. Good, bad, neutral. Those memories will exact all sorts of processing typically, and it may be a good thing, and it may be a healthy thing, but the fact is that it takes a great deal of energy to clear out clutter. If you set the intention, oh, I'm going to clear out all this clutter today or this week, it's not going to happen. Consider an alternative intention. As you look to the left of your computer, to the right, above, and below, focus on just one tiny area. One, perhaps, pile, or even one piece of paper. And set the intention, okay, I haven't looked at this for a long time. I'm going to look at this and I'm going to take 10 minutes today and I'm going to clear this out. Maybe I need to throw it away. Maybe I need to give it to someone. Maybe I need to mail it to somebody. Maybe I need to think about it or journal about it. But I'm going to take this small area and I'm going to take the object that's here, or I'm going to take the papers that are here, and I'm going to process them out. I'm going to increase my flow by just a little today. 10 minutes, that's all I invite you to do today, by simply focusing your intention on a small place there, somewhere around your computer, picking up something that needs to be attended to, and perhaps it needs to be put somewhere else in the house because it's in the wrong place, and that'll only take a few minutes. Perhaps it needs to be thrown away. Perhaps action needs to be taken, and that'll take a little longer. And once you do this, once you take this 10 minutes to attend to this small pile of clutter of unfinished business, the question, of course, that I invite you to consider asking yourself is, how did it feel for me to do this? Did I feel like I was wasting my time, or does it feel damn good? I'm here to tell you this is what I've been doing for myself. A little bit of clearing out each and every day around the desk that I work at Parkinson's Recovery. And every time I spend even 5 minutes clearing out a little pile of clutter, I feel so absolutely delicious inside. I increase the flow. It's making such a huge difference. I realize it probably sounds to you as though couldn't be true. I can't believe it'd make that big of a difference. That's why I ask you to consider actually taking those 10 minutes and doing just what I suggest, and then asking yourself, how do I feel? If your experience mirrors mine, you're going to be amazed at how much better you feel. No, I did not say to myself, I should have spent that 10 minutes answering a question from somebody who wanted to know about Parkinson's. No, that's not what I said to myself. I said to myself, I am so glad that I spent that time clearing out that clutter. I feel so good now compared to when I started. Give it a try. Simple, but magical. Robert Rogers, and of course, this is Parkinson's Recovery. May you have fun clearing the small pile of clutter on your desk or area today.